This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You watch, finally saw the A-Rod doc.
Yeah, finally figured out the remote here. I mean, I didn't, but okay. Somebody in the house finally figured things out. All three. We binged a little bit. We finished up late last night.
So was it as good as I said that it was? Did you learn from it, or you knew a lot of that stuff?
I obviously knew most of it, but it was a while ago now.
Right.
Really a while ago. And, you know, what I take away is, and I've always thought this, and I thought Mike really hit this when he was talking about A-Rod. He's a good guy. He just couldn't figure it out. Like, he got in his own way. And there's certain people that are part of our sporting culture that you're like, man, I just don't know about this guy. I never felt that with Alex. I always had a soft spot for Alex, and it always bothered me that he complicated his whole world. Like,
yeah,
and now you know why. That was very interesting. I think he's a good person. I appreciate him being forthright. He was a phenomenal player. It was well done.
I'm all into docs right now. So I watched that one, and then we were watching the BTK.
Yeah, I never even heard of that, what you guys were talking about. Some killer.
Yeah, dude.
I don't like that stuff. I don't like the killers.
There was another one, too, that I was watching.
Like that.
It was the one about a kid who they accused him of taking his mother out on a boat. It was actually like by Block Island. You know that one, too, Hoff, that I'm talking about?
I was just watching
Nathan,
a little bit
the Carmen time. Family. The Carmen family killer or something like that. Yeah, I don't know why I watched it. My wife said, you want to watch something else? I was like, you know what? I'm kind of into this now.
It's fun.
It's better to me than, this is me saying, like, I love comedies. I have a hard time getting into it now. I'm desensitized to.
You don't laugh anymore?
No, but the shows, like, just, if you get involved in a thriller or suspense or documentary
stuff. Yeah, I agree with that at this point.
Now my level of tolerance has gone up to where, okay, I'm going to watch a comedy about Ted Danson. There's a one on Netflix that people are into, which I might want to watch, but it's just...
It's a comedy or it's like a reflection of Cheers? You know what we started watching? You hear The Perfect Couple with Nicole Kidman? Have you watched that yet?
Yes, we saw that. Love that.
Really good. We got into that as well.
We banged
that out very fast.
Those type movies. The one with Claire Danes, as we just said, is on Netflix.
You mentioned
as well.
That. I did not, see that yet.
The Who Did It drama, those type things. Anyway, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-109, the number to call. Steve is calling from East Meadow about Nimmo. What's up, Steve?
Guys, what's going on? Great show, as usual.
Thanks, Steve. What's going on, bud?
You know, I don't know why these Mets fans are crying over Nimmo leaving. This makes the team so much better. A lot of negative stuff came out this week about him, with the stuff he had in the locker room going on. I think, you know, at the end of the day, he okayed the trade. So he wanted to leave at the end of the day. This opens up left field dramatically. It saved us about $30 million over his contract, but not locked in for him for 5 years. And at the end of the day, Simeon is a gold glove second baseman. He's a World Series champ. How many gold gloves does Brandon Nimmo have?
None.
Yeah, no all-star appearances.
This makes the team so much better. I want to start crying about not winning a World Series, not trading guys away. This is ridiculous. This makes the team so much better. I don't know why people are so upset about this. This is so much better for the Mets.
Because they're not paying attention. And thank you for the call, Steve. They're just... your point, BT, was right about the sentiment behind Nimmo, but also they're just not paying attention. They look at the numbers and say, oh, Simeon, offensively, he stinks. And forget the money, but the years committed to Nimmo was a problem because what were you going to do with a player who's already declining? Mm-hmm. Imagine how in 3 years how it's going to look, let alone 5 years. You would have had to have cut bait with him anyway in a couple years. So, and now you're trading him at a point where you could actually get something back for him in Simeon that can be a useful piece, whereas he might not have that same value. I think he's going to decline rapidly.
I do too.
He just got that body.
And by the way, so everything that you just said, I'm with you, but and they also get some more financial room down the road, which is what the caller also said. Listen, it's very, very easy. There's the emotional reaction. There's the pragmatic reaction. Emotionally, a lot of Met fans are distressed. You're going to have to get over it, and you will. And I think you'll like the team better this year, all right? Pragmatically, Met fans immediately said, we'll be better.
Yeah, and it's not. This is not the end. There's a whole offseason to go. It's the beginning. This is the beginning of what needed to happen to clean up a little bit of the mess. Now you have a second baseman. Now you have an outfield spot open. That is what they needed. Not to mention all the pitching and moves that they're going to make there. All right, BT itself.
Real quick, though, because the caller brought up the, and I think he threw a little bit, you know, a little bit too much gas on it, where he said something like, you know, it's been, whatever he said about.
Met fans crying over it?
About Nimmo and how last week was a rough week and he was pulled. Oh, he's talking about the Ottavino stuff.
Yeah.
Just so if people don't really know where that's coming from. Ottavino was talking about, you know, maybe Nimmo was a little turned off by the thought that Lindor was going to be the captain. Obviously, he fancies himself a leader. That's my insertion, not Ottavino's necessarily. Yeah, I got you. And, you know, the fact that the last couple of years, starting on this show with you, all right, I never really disagreed, and we got pounded for this. On this show, on this station, we wondered the chemistry, the fit, the direction, the DNA of the clubhouse. And a lot of you resented that. And we admitted we couldn't quite pinpoint it. It was like there were some generalities among strong opinions. But is Pete aloof? Is Lindor selfish? Is Nimmo the problem? Like, maybe in an unexpected way, maybe Nimmo was more of an issue than we thought.
See,
because to consent to being traded when he's got a no trade. After some of the stuff Ottavino said, and I like the guy. I know he's a good dude, but good people could run their course at a certain spot.
Or maybe he saw a different issue.
And he wanted to get out.
Correct.
It's possible. I mean, it could be that.
I think that's more likely than not.
I would still go the other way, but either way, whichever one it is, it's very likely one of the two, which spoke to the importance of the Mets changing up their roster.
Yeah,
really?
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't look too deep into the clubhouse chemistry and all that stuff. He was a leader. I think more of a leader. Like, if I had to make a captain, Nimmo would have been my guy over Lindor. I'm just being honest with you. Based on a lot of the stuff that I've heard about, now you could hear about Nimmo being upset with that. Okay, fair enough. I think the two of those guys for maybe a couple years ago were maybe like the co-captains. There was a thought that Pete could have been a captain years ago. That obviously was not ever going to be the case. But there have been reported issues. I didn't want to go down that road because Met fans are sensitive to begin with, especially on a day where Nimmo got traded. But I don't think it's because Nimmo was a bad guy or an issue in the clubhouse whatsoever. But clearly the dynamic was not what it needed to be. I don't think that this solves that. I still think they have other issues that they need to figure it out. But by the way, Simeon's a good clubhouse guy.
Maybe yes, he is.
Comes in and shake things up a little bit.
Yeah, and really, and we said this before, but it's worth repeating. It took somebody like Stearns, who was not married emotionally to Nimmo or maybe even Pete at this point, to make that kind of emotionless decision, which ultimately will be the right move for the Mets.
BT and Sal on the Fan. More your calls when we come back. Reset down with the King topic of the day, both the Brandon Nimmo trade and the Giants firing Shane Bowen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.